Unit 5, page 27. Listen to the passage.
If you love good food and great wine, magnificent art and architecture, beaches and the natural countryside, Tuscany, or as the Italians say, Toscana, is probably the place for your upcoming vacation. There is something for everyone in Tuscany. Whether you are an art lover, a nature lover, or someone who enjoys exercise. Take long walks on mountain paths, ride a bicycle through the hills, learn Italian, or gaze at works of art by Michelangelo, Leonardo da Vinci, and other Renaissance greats. What famous cities and towns are in Tuscany? You have probably seen pictures of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Pisa is in Tuscany. Florence and Siena are in Tuscany, as is the beautiful ancient town of San Gimignano. It would take a lifetime of vacations to enjoy everything that Tuscany has to offer, so I'll just talk about your first trip to Florence. Book a room at a Tuscan farmhouse. When you arrive by rented car, you will feel like royalty arriving at your castle. Your Italian host lives here and takes care of guests as if they were family. All around, you will see mountains covered in vineyards and blue irises and red poppies, all beneath a bright blue Mediterranean sky. It's very quiet, since there are no highways or factories anywhere near the farmhouse. Just the smells of nature and the aroma of Italian food cooking in the kitchen. You will find freshly baked bread and fruit in your room, and the view from your windows will be breathtaking. You may want to just hang out in this beautiful, relaxing place, but you have all of the wonders of Tuscany awaiting you. So put on comfortable walking shoes, pack your guidebook, camera, map, and compass, and head for Florence, or in Italian, Firenze. Plan to visit the Uffizi Gallery, which is really a palace, to see Botticelli's Primavera and Birth of Venus. Oh, one important thing. Book tickets to the Uffizi Gallery online before you leave for Italy. Otherwise, you will never get in. And be sure to always check opening hours of any place you plan to visit. There are 45 rooms in the Uffizi, so you probably won't be able to see them all in one visit. After the Uffizi, when you are completely exhausted, give yourself a treat by going for ice cream, gelato, at Vivoli. Florence is considered the ice cream capital of Italy, and Vivoli is considered the best gelato in Florence. It's a small shop, not what you would expect of such a famous place. There are no cones, only cups, and the gelato at Vivoli's is more expensive than anywhere else. But never mind, it's worth it. Every day you're in Florence, try a different flavor of gelato at Vivoli's. You won't be sorry. Find a spot to sit and rest, enjoy your ice cream, and watch the tourists with their maps and cameras looking for one of the many beautiful churches, piazzas, or monuments in the area. When you're ready to move on, head for the Duomo, Florence's cathedral. You can join a tour in English and climb the 463 steps inside the church to see the dome. Finally, before you head towards a restaurant for dinner, stroll along the beautiful Ponte Vecchio, the old bridge, which was built in 1345. It's dinner time. Dinner in Italy is like no other place. When you book a table at a good restaurant, the table is yours for the whole evening, and the waiters will serve you until the restaurant closes. Don't even think of eating and leaving for an early night's sleep. If you're in Florence, don't skip dinner because you're too tired to stay up. The food is just too good to miss. It's a good idea to do some research before you leave home to find the best places to eat when you're on vacation. I can recommend the Slow Travelers Online Guide for everything you need to know about the best, little-known restaurants everywhere in the world. Travelers post reviews and comments, so the information is up-to-date and reliable. After dinner, drive back to your home away from home. Get into a hot shower, and then collapse into bed for a refreshing sleep that will prepare you for another wonderful day's sightseeing in gorgeous Tuscany. Good night.